wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Noah here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And some interesting developments last night as we get closer to Deshaun being traded. Apparently, Baker Mayfield has said goodbye. He has said goodbye to Cleveland Brown fans.
He is the most. Let me tell you. I truly believe this. This is something I truly believe. I am not a fan, as any of you know who've listened, of athletes putting all of their business on social media. Mm-hmm. I just think in some ways you still have to be a little bit old school and keep some stuff between you and the fellas and you and your team. I don't think everything has to go there. If you could draft a team full of that, that would be incredible, of not having to deal with that instead of everyone putting all their stuff, their business out there. When you have a quarterback that does it, and Baker is a guy who is filming, you know, he's got the Twitter fingers now. Mm-hmm. There's no question. He was filming videos of himself during the draft process. He was doing his own documentary. And, you know, you don't hate the hustle, I guess. Like, other people would be excited about him getting his bag, being in control of his own destiny and all this stuff. It just struck me and some others as being like, dude, what are you – like, he's at one point, there's a video of him looking into the water, and there's a camera that they're like, okay, Baker, where do you want us to shoot? Shoot from there. Get a straight shot behind. See if you can get the sun. Let's wait until the sun sets. I'm like, dude, if your existence is kind of like a chick on Instagram trying to get the right selfie from a museum or whatever, I just don't think I want you. It's no offense. I just don't want you as my quarterback. It's just me. Probably it means you're going to be amazing if you take these selfies, I guess. But Baker penning a letter now. He has sent a letter, how he tries to always finish the job. And look, we'll tell you why he's sending a letter here in a second.
Well, but I mean, it's pretty obvious over the last couple of, well, since yesterday, that the Browns were announced that they are coming to meet with Deshaun. They also have talked to Derek Carr. Derek Carr, I guess you could live with if you're Baker Mayfield. But when they're
visiting. He's not a free agent, is he?
No, he's not.
Well, then what?
Well, they were investigating. That was the rumor out there. They could always deny that. They can't deny this.
No,
when they're coming here to visit Deshaun Watson depositions.
There's no choice. You have to. You can't sneak it. No. Like, it's going to get out. There's no choice.
No.
You got to take your. So now they really need to get Deshaun Watson. Here's the thing.
Well, and I think the Texans really, because the Texans have to, it's the Texans, I think, that are really putting it out there so that there's a lot of people out there thinking, ooh.
No question.
Well, I need to give more compensation for Deshaun.
If you're a team, you have to believe that that's the case. And I was listening to NFL radio coming in, and one of the hosts made a point, and it's probably a good point. You know, Atlanta supposedly is a mystery suitor now, and Atlanta is now in the mix for Deshaun Watson, or wants to be in the mix. But we've talked about this. Matt Ryan, his cap hit is taking on Deshaun's contract and the Matt Ryan hit is worth $55 million. Like, it's not really all that possible and viable. And so there's a belief.
And the Saints were $47 million over. Now, I know the cap went up. But I don't.
How are the Saints in it? So I was told Saints are in it because they can restructure Deshaun's contract. Basically, his cap is worth like $8 million this year. You can give him future money. You can extend a contract 2 years, which most teams are going to want to do anyway if they get Deshaun Watson. You extend it. You give him some money early. You take the first year. You guarantee all of. You basically can take Deshaun down to a $3 million deal, and you pay him the rest of the money in cash. So now your cap hit is $3 million. That's how you could do it.
Yep.
So I think they're a viable candidate. There's a belief from this host on NFL Drive or whatever it's called that Atlanta's in there because they're pushing they want to push the – it's like somebody being on a fantasy football auction and you don't really want a guy and you're like, 27, because you're trying to push the number higher
for Carolina and Saints.
Two teams in the division. Yeah. So that might make some sense. But according to Ian Rappaport, the Texans have agreed to the compensation packages offered by Cleveland, the Saints, and the Carolina Panthers.
That's interesting.
So now it's – where you want to go, Deshaun?
That's interesting because this is a really, really intriguing, this entire situation. Because if I'm Deshaun, I want to pick – obviously, I want to pick the place that I want to go. And since he has the no trade clause, he could say, you know, he might say, no. Yeah, that's great. You got compensation done with those teams. I'm going to Atlanta. I ain't taking any other team. Now the Texans are stuck. Mm-hmm. And he could really, really ram it hard. He is in control with that no trade clause. And here's the other thing. If I'm Deshaun, I don't want a lot of compensation being given up. I don't want good players going. I don't want three number one picks going. It hurts my chances of winning if I'm Deshaun. So I want the suitor that is giving the least to the Houston Texans.
Well, that's not – then they don't have to make that deal.
Well, they don't have to make the deal. Then guess what? You got Deshaun sitting there at $35 million this
year. Yeah, but Deshaun is kind of already given a go-ahead on these teams that he's looking at. So,
well, right. He's agreed to meet with them.
But the Texans don't have to make that deal.
But it doesn't mean that after meeting with them, it doesn't mean that he has to agree, okay, I'll go to that place.
Well, what they can do is just say, look, it's no problem for us. We'll just wait until after June 1st anyway, and we'll open up some other opportunities because people can slide their salary cap. You know, the Saints, the Falcons can move their...
No. Well, they could do all they want, but if Deshaun eventually... ultimately just wants to go to Atlanta, you know what? The Texans are screwed.
Maybe, but not really. The Texans just say, no, we'll just wait it out. And then you start leaking stuff. Then that's when the leakage comes.
If Deshaun doesn't play for you now, all of a sudden the contract.
Well, and all of a sudden, the stuff is going to also come. Deshaun also has to remember, the stuff's going to come out from depositions too. So if you don't, you know, it's better for you to get this out before all the yucky stuff comes out, because that is going to come out here soon with depositions.
Yeah.
We don't know if the Falcons can even make it work.
Right.
And can even make it happen. So you'd have to really be working under the assumption. Yes, technically you're right, but you'd have to work under the assumption that Deshaun is just going to be a total a-hole about this and try to screw the Texans. And the leftover Texans fans that are with Deshaun Watson, you'd lose some of those if you're intentionally screwing their team. You're going to lose some of those.
What's he care about, your Texan fans?
He doesn't. And those Texan fans don't seem to understand Deshaun doesn't care about you.
No,
I get it.
Think he does, but yeah, he doesn't.
They think he does, but he really, trust me, he really, really doesn't. But this is getting interesting because if you look at it just for the fact of who could win the quickest, and you say, who is the team that's best positioned? It's probably the Cleveland Browns. If you look at the roster, they've got a very talented defense. They've got a great running game. They got a very good offensive line. They just added Amari Cooper. They've got good tight ends. I think franchise David Njoku. And you've got Harrison Bryant. So you've got some guys over there in Cleveland you can win with. The question is, how many of the players are coming back off of this? There's some rumors of some pretty good players, a couple starters coming back, and maybe even Baker Mayfield that would come back to the Texans, but he would potentially be moved in another deal. So I don't know how that would work. We don't see that a whole lot where you just grab it. Like that feels like an NBA deal. Or a three-team deal. I don't know how the structuring would work, but we do know this. If Deshaun goes there, then Baker Mayfield's going to be on the move.
Well, and Baker Mayfield.
Do you want to read some of this letter? Or we could put some music underneath it.
Do we need some?
Because why don't we do it in the next segment? We'll get Noah touching to find some good music. It is a touching.
It is touching.
Touching piece. Baker is going to, he's going to wear his heart on his sleeve. You know,
it's what he do.
His wife put all the stuff out on Instagram. Baker did. There's a lot about Baker out there. Baker's going to put his Baker stuff out.
Well, Baker's being Baker. You know, I don't know how many commercials he's cut this offseason, so he's got to be in the news. You know, he doesn't like having attention on him. So let's make sure that we give Baker plenty of attention. But if you want to know the truth, when you got a quarterback under contract, or at least a year left.
No, I get it. I get why he's upset. Fact is, this guy's better. And when it's all said and done, Andrew Berry is the general manager, is trying to win a Super Bowl, and he knows he's got a better chance with four than he does with Baker.
Oh, yeah.
It's that simple.
Four is better than six. There's no question.
Yep. Is that what Baker is? Six? Yeah, he's six.
Yeah, he's six.
Four is in this case, four is greater than six.
Well, and there was a picture yesterday I saw of 6, 80, and 13 with their backs. They're all sitting on the bench, and all of them look like they're going to be gone. They just released Landry. Odell is obviously gone, and now Baker could be gone. But it wasn't that long ago that those three were in the playoffs.
Now, John Dorsey missed on some of that.
Yeah. Well.
It was a bad character fit for Odell Beckham. He did not fit the locker room. Landry was fine, but
that's
not on
John Dorsey. Although John Dorsey doesn't care about
Dorsey.
No, he doesn't care about. He doesn't care about. He really doesn't care about what your problems, your street problems are. He doesn't care.
Really doesn't. But
if you're a good football player, John Dorsey
brought him in without consulting with other people in the organization, and who would have said no? He brought a guy in. That is actually all on Dorsey. Now Dorsey did not make.
That Odell is a diva is on Dorsey. Okay.
You know he is. So why bring him in?
Okay. Well, then is it on Les Snead that he went to the Rams and helped them win a Super Bowl? I mean, that's the same guy.
You have to know your locker room. And what Dorsey doesn't know is, I mean, here you have a young. This is a problem that I saw from the very beginning. You have a young quarterback who's an Instagram quarterback, and you're going to bring one of the biggest divas in the league. Who, if you don't get him the ball, he's going to have problems.
Get him ball.
He didn't have the Rams have a much different locker room. They have a different quarterback, different leadership structure. Browns didn't have that. I mean, they've got look who they've got. They've got Aaron Donald, Matt Stafford's been in the league, Andrew Whitworth. The Browns weren't there when he brought in Odell. Dorsey just didn't that the Odell move was one that he just made because he just had a wild hair and it really didn't work out. It did for the Rams. Now sucks for Odell that he, got hurt in a Super Bowl. That really stinks. But he certainly helped the Rams. Rams, you got to know your locker room, and can you bring guys in? Like Baker on this team, I don't want that kind of drama here with the Texans. If he comes, the only way he comes here. Now, we talked about it hypothetically. If Baker were to come here, the Texans could theoretically say, hey, we're going to see what Baker does this year. Because we think Baker might be better. I mean, he was the 1-1 instead of a 3-1, which is, Davis Mills. And they may say, hey, yeah, Davis has upside. We like Davis Mills. We think he has value, too. We think we can move him and get. But if Baker's the guy, they could say that. But then you're immediately stepping into a bunch of money at the quarterback position. No. And it doesn't make sense for a rebuild.
No. All right, we'll read Baker's.
But would you take him if you can flip him?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you can flip him, absolutely. When we come back, what is Baker Mayfield worth? I wanted to ask you that question yesterday. Okay. What is Baker Mayfield worth out there on the market? So maybe the Texans, maybe they'll have more compensation on top of what they get for Deshaun, if in fact it is the Browns. Right now, though, we're talking about Billy and Mary and the great people over at Aqueduct Plumbing. This is a number that you need to put in your telephone. Because at any point, you could always go to thebenchplumbing.com. You can always go to thebenchplumbing.com. But if you have any plumbing needs whatsoever, you call this 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. You tell them that you listen to ESPN 97.5. And I'm telling you, I don't know that you're going to get better service or whatever. But when my buddy called, he said, yeah, John told me to call. You tell them John and Lance told you to call. And you need plumbing help. And I'm telling you, the service is second to none. And it's contractors that are going to come to your home. They're going to give you a free estimate. And they're going to do the work. And there are a lot of these plumbing companies that subcontract. They don't do that.
No, and they do everything. I mean, from to one-day repipes underneath your slab to gas movement when you're moving the gas lines to just leaky faucets and tankless water heaters. They do it all. Make sure that thebenchplumbing.com is something that you bookmark on your computer when you need it and you take that phone number down, because any issues you have, whether they're emergencies or just standard plumbing needs, you can trust the good people at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to thebenchplumbing.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Noah at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776.
Okay, what are you reading now, John?
This is Baker Mayfield and his letter to the fans. The past 4 years have been nothing short of truly life-changing since I heard my name called in the draft to go to Cleveland. This is not a message with hidden meaning. This is strictly to thank the city of Cleveland for embracing my family and me. We've made many memories and shared growing in this process through all the ups and downs. I have no clue what happens next, which is the meaning behind the silence I've had during the duration of this process. I can only control what I can, which is trusting in God's plan throughout this process. I have given this franchise everything I have. That is something I've always done at every stage and at every level. And that will not change wherever I take my next step. Whatever happens, I just want to say thank you to the fans who truly embraced who I am and the mentality that I aligned, that aligns so well with this city's hardworking people. Cleveland will always be a part of Emily and my story, and we will always be thankful for the impact it has had and will have in our lives. Sincerely, Baker Reagan Mayfield. That was touching.
I like it. Listen, some of the phrasing, I'm going to steal some of these.
you want like some, this one? Yeah, you want some of them?
100% going to steal some of these. Cleveland will always be a part of, Houston will always be a part of Nicole and my story. Mm-hmm. I can use that if I ever go somewhere, even if I'm going out of town on a vacation. I could have a post. I mean, players now create extravagant social media posts to tell the world that they're going back to school.
Yeah.
Then they do it when they're in the transfer portal. Then they once again do the social media post with the graphic when they're coming, when they're going pro. Like seniors now are doing like, I am taking this opportunity to go pro. You're out of eligibility. You don't, but I want to do this.
I know, but
everyone else gets to do this cool social media thing. Baker did that.
Right. Well, how about this?
Yeah,
I have given 97.5 everything I have. That is something I've always done at every stage and at every level. And that will not change wherever I take my next microphone.
That's good. Let me try this. Let's see. So it's four
see,
years.
See, that should be you. That you should have read that, though, because you change stations every night. Like,
yeah, so.
Like Underwood.
The Valley did. So the past 4 years here with John and 97.5 have been nothing short of truly life-changing. Since I heard my name called by Todd Farquharson when he called my phone. This is not a message with hidden meaning. This is strictly to thank the city of Houston for embracing Snacks and Mahdi and Mason and Alec and Drake and all of my children and dogs, family. We've made memories and shared growing in the process here at 97.5 through all the ups and downs, being called terrible things by Dell.
Right. I have no clue what happens next. Actually, I do. I'm golfing right after the show.
Right.
But after that.
But I don't know what could happen when I golf.
But I
could hit a hole in one. I could fall into a ditch. Well, that's more mine.
Then I'll probably go to dinner. But after that, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't, which is the meaning behind the silence that I've had during the duration of this process.
I don't know what's going to happen when I go catch those cards at Prime Social. But I'm trusting in God's plan that he will wire me with kings that bust aces.
I had jacks that busted kings yesterday.
That's a good feeling, too.
Yeah.
Well, you trusted in God's plan.
I did trust
throughout the process.
I did. And I was silent because I thought I was getting up, actually leaving. And that's why you're
silent through the process?
Yes, I was silent through the process. I thought I was out of the tournament.
Prime Social and Wildcat will always be part of me and Wendy's story. And Lulings, and Yanni's,
Carlton Woods, and Pine Forest,
and Roostar sometimes because they open early.
And Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats.
It'll always be part of my story.
And Coors Light will always be part of my story.
I'm thankful for the impact it has had, and will have on our lives. Does that not work for you?
Yeah. No, this whole thing works for me.
Guys, if
this is
going to
be my farewell.
Yeah, save that.
I'm going to save
Guys, if you want to get in your farewell right now, 7137. And your farewell. Yeah. Literally, this whole thing could break down and Baker could be the starting quarterback in Cleveland next year. If Deshaun chooses the Saints.
Yeah, what's Baker? Guess what? You're still here.
What? Backspace. You're going to have to delete your tweet, Baker. You're going to have to delete your tweet.
That is funny. You know who's not leaving? Is Laremy Tunsil. Holy crap. So the Texans have restructured Laremy Tunsil's deal.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone from he's only dropped from $17.85 million salary to, well, he got a $16.815 million bonus. So he's his cap figure went down about almost $9 million to $17.7 million, according to a league source. His 2023 salary of $18.5 million is unchanged. But they got $9 million worth of salary space, cap space, in redoing Laremy Tunsil.
I would tell you that you need to read into that.
Well,
let me tell you why.
He says players that the organization...
Okay, what does he say?
He says that the organization has committed to him over the next 2 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
What I would tell you is that they want to create some cap space right now because they have players coming back and it's part of a deal.
That might be the case, or they...
And they're going to take a little bit of a cap hit from Deshaun, dealing Deshaun Watson. The combination of dealing Watson and then taking back new players is going to require more money.
Yeah. Right. So, well, they understand that. Right?
Well, I think they were creating space.
It's not draft picks, it's players, and they need cap space.
I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a combination.
Well, is his restructured contract make him more tradable?
In the future, it could, but the problem is whatever... I got to see how they I got to see the restructure, but any new money they give him will be... And how much did they guarantee in the future? Like, how much is guaranteed? Doesn't matter if it's guaranteed money. What it matters is what's going to hit you when you
It's guaranteed because they gave him cash, so he's got the cash in hand.
So if he's
right
got
now.
Cash in hand, that doesn't hit him.
Right.
That's not moving money to a separate year restructuring.
They got him down to 17.85 from 26. So,
I mean, Bill, what are we doing?
Bill.
Can't you Before you guys stab Chris Olsen in the back, can you at least let him do this deal so it's not so terrible? My God, a $26 million deal. That's quarterback. We're talking about like mid-level quarterback money.
So he tweeted out the speech from – Laremy Tunsil tweeted out the speech from Wolf of Wall Street where he says, I'm not bleeping leaving. When he was given that speech.
Are you playing?
Well, that's the problem.
Okay, you're not leaving.
You're not
leaving
anywhere.
We can't just have you going to Turkey Leg Hut and the Museum of Fine Arts and all. Like, at some point, you got to go to NRG Stadium, don't you?
Right.
Don't you have to? I know Mitch Fox gave you the hookup this year at the sleeping bag, but you can't be the fourth player who doesn't play football and gets paid all the time.
And I love his...
Especially when people on your own team said you could have come back.
Yeah.
They've told people that behind the scenes.
Yeah, he could have been back. I mean, and you know, after the season was over, Nick Caserio had some interesting quotes about Tunsil and where they were with Tunsil in the process. He said, I don't want to get into some of the things we talked about, but we'll see how it goes here once we get moving. We're kind of going through the whole team building process as we speak. So we got a lot of players that are under contract. So we'll be pretty busy here the next couple of weeks. But you know, Laremy's under contract. He's been a good player for us. So we'll kind of see how it all goes. That was the big, the vote of confidence that Nick Caserio gave Laremy Tunsil after the season. But going forward now, I guess Laremy Tunsil is going to be here now with this restructure.
Yeah, because what they did was, in reading this, I mean, it's a bonus given to him, but I believe it's going to be the actual figure, just like with signing bonuses. you're going to have to stretch that out over a certain amount of years. So
right.
when you trade them, that money will become that money will hit you as an acceleration if you were to trade them. So yeah, I would say 100% he's going to be here this
yeah.
year.
Yeah, because 100%. Yeah, because that all accelerates right now.
Yeah, 100% this year. And I'll have to take a look at the rest of it, but
unless they do it after June,
you know, really
unless
got,
they do it after June 1st.
When I had this guy in Nick Giannetti from SpotTrack, and he looked at the contracts, he's like, based on the contracts, you basically, I'd tell you that Brandon Cooks, Deshaun Watson, and Laremy Tunsil feels inevitable they'll all get traded, and that really set off like a. I just took his quote and put it out on Twitter, you know, from the show, it went insane. Every fan base was pining for one of those players. And then in an article I'm reading right now, it said that the Texans, the clarity of Tunsil's status followed unprompted exploratory calls from teams yes. wanting to trade for the former Miami yeah. Dolphin first-round pick. Well, there maybe that came from just the news, that just the bustling after I just tweeted out what a guy from SpotTrack said. Which did show there is interest. Obviously, there's interest in all three of those
Well,
players.
I think that there was going to be interest in Laremy Tunsil anyway. And if I'm the Texans, I would have put feelers out. Hey, anybody want this guy?
I can tell you this, though. After you saw what Khalil Mack got, I would be concerned about. I wouldn't want to give Laremy Tunsil up for a second.
All right, speaking of which, we got to talk about what Baker Mayfield. Well, that's the question. What is, if in fact the Texans do trade with the Browns and they get Baker Mayfield, what is he worth?
Your thoughts on Deshaun Watson's possible departure, I would say by Sunday is a pretty good, I'd say that's a good call. Now, I think that's the favorite. I asked you, would he be gone by this Sunday, over under, and you said under by this Sunday. So yeah. if you guys want to give your thoughts on that and some of what you've heard, what you'd expect, I guess, in return for Deshaun Watson, 713-780-3776. We are definitely getting closer. 713-780-3776.
And we're getting closer to the NCAA tournament, people. Do you have a place to bet on the NCAA tournament? Do you want a free my bracket entry? Because here's what my bookie is giving away in this my bracket contest. And it's absolutely free. Predict winners in each round of the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance to win a Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT that's valued over $50,000, and over $100,000 more in cash prizes. That's pretty good, okay? Sign up today with MyBookie and use promo code BET975 to make your first deposit, earning a free entry into the My Bracket Contest. Now, you have until 11 o'clock tomorrow because the games start at 11 o'clock tomorrow. So you have got until then to make your deposit at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, to get a free entry into this My Bracket contest. You're looking for the best way. You're looking for the best way to have fun. You can't watch the games without having something on it. You just can't. It's just impossible to watch the games without something on it. So you got to go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Some breaking news, Matt Chapman going to the Blue Jays, out of the division. Olsen beat it. Olsen got $168 million from the Braves, which means Freddie Freeman ain't going there, going back. How about that, the way they did Freddie Freeman? Freddie Freeman is a guy that, he's one of the great Braves of all time, and then he wins a World Series.
That's a strong comment.
He really is one of their, he's an all-time player.
He got three
player.
Hall of Famers as pitchers. He's not better than Larry. Is he better than Larry
Aaron,
Wayne Jones?
There's Hank Aaron and
Chipper
Jones, and but he's up there, man. He won him a World Series, by the way. Which Chipper didn't do. No, Chipper got one.
What about Andrew Jones?
Andrew Jones is nice.
From age 19 to age 30.
Look at Freddie Freeman's numbers.
Look at Andrew Jones's. He was in the steroid era.
I didn't say he's the greatest Brave of all
How
time.
How long did he play there? He probably played there longer than I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord. Andrew Jones is pretty good, too. Yeah,
they've had some good players.
Yeah. He was with the Braves. Let's see. Since 2010, yeah, he's been with the Braves.
Oh, yeah. It's a good long run.
Yeah. He was there.
My goodness.
Yeah. So
how old is Freddie now?
Freddie's up there. So, you know, he's just been, he's a career 295 hitter.
He's a
career
893
OPS.
He's a pro hitter.
Yes. Yes.
He's a pro hitter with pop.
And so, I mean, Freddie Freeman, I don't know. I guess he was just asking for way too much, but they gave.
No, they screwed him.
They had
opportunities to get Freddie Freeman, and then all of a sudden they wanted Freddie Freeman, and now it's too expensive.
Well, yeah, right. But they gave Chapman 21 a year for 7 years, which is that's pretty good money. Don't get me wrong, but that's going to be a lot less than Freddie Freeman's worth. So maybe that's why. But they gave Olson that anyway. So anyway, Matt Chapman now, the A's are just disbanding. The A's have just given up. The A's have just said, we're not playing baseball. We're not in the baseball business anymore. So
good.
That's good.
This is what happens.
Because they've been a pain in the ass for a while.
This is what happens with smaller market teams. Eventually, who don't have revenue from their stadiums, eventually they say, okay, we'll build for this long, and if we don't make our run, we have to disband and start all over. We have to go as cheap as possible and then do it again.
All right, so what do you think if the Texans, if this did go down and the Texans did take Baker Mayfield on only to trade him afterwards, what would the compensation for Baker Mayfield be right now?
I think based on history, based on recent history, I would say Baker's worth a one.
So is that one less pick that the Browns would have to give the Texans because they say, hey, now turn them around?
Well, it'll count as Casario,
do something.
It'll count as value. Here's the tricky part. Baker's up against a – so what happens is there's a sliding scale of value relative to how much a team has to pay for a contract. So if you expect the team to take on a lot of a big, heavy contract, you get less back in return in draft picks. Similarly, if Baker Mayfield had been in year two – year two of this deal, then so he's on a rookie deal, and you still have a rookie deal for basically 2 years, and then you have to pay him more for a fifth year if you want a fifth year. You would have maybe gotten more back in return, more certainly than a late first, because it's the good teams. I think there's some good teams that really need Baker Mayfield who may be looking for him. The problem is, I could see a scenario where you get a two and a three that becomes a two for Baker. In other words, you just got a three and a three that becomes a two for Wentz. With Baker, you would be taking on even more money if you sign him. It's an even greater financial commitment. And if you don't sign him, these picks are gone.
What's his? I think his number. What's his number? 18 this year? I don't know. It's his last year. It's the fifth year of his deal. Whatever the case may be. If you're going to go with Baker, do you make a long term? You say, okay, Baker, we'll trade for Baker, but we're not doing it without an extension.
His cap number is 10.5.
10.5. Well, it's the fifth year of his deal.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. That was last year.
Yeah.
It's 18.
Right? 18. Yeah, so 18. So 18. I'll take that on Baker, but I want to do a deal for 25 a year. For 4 years on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who makes a trade for him has to pretty much be in a Baker Mayfield business.
Now,
if it's a rental, you would give him a
now second. He's worth more.
Now, would you give a second for? Look, the Colts gave a two that turned into a one for Carson Wentz.
I ain't doing that if I'm the Texans.
But
I'm doing more than that. I want a one and a future two from you for Baker Mayfield.
I don't think anyone's giving you that.
Well, if you're going to sign Baker Mayfield ain't Carson Wentz. Baker Mayfield was decent last year. Was not horrific last year. This is not a reconstruction project that you're going to have. Baker Mayfield is a decent quarterback in the NFL.
I would say he never hit Carson's top level.
No, he never hit top, but he never hit his floor either. Carson Wentz was terrible his last year.
Yeah, but he had a ton of injuries around him, too. You could make an excuse for Carson Wentz.
And look what he did again. Now, that said, his numbers were decent. Carson Wentz's numbers were decent
last year. Here's what Baker's done. This isn't that great. It's 61.6% completion percentage. He's coming off a year where it's 60.5, which is not great in the NFL these days. That's not the 60% isn't the mark. His touchdown to interception last year was 17-13. You know, his career touchdown to interception is 92-56. It's not even 2-1. That's stinky. His interception mark is 3.1 was his interception percentage. He had 13 interceptions last year. He's had 14, 21, 8, and 13. There was a lot of picks. His yards per attempt is 7.7, 7.2, 7.3, 7.2. I mean, there's nothing really in here that's great for Baker Mayfield.
No, nothing great.
I wouldn't want to put in with Baker Mayfield as my future and give him a second deal. I wouldn't want to. I mean, hopefully you can sell him as a, yeah, you got to sell the, if you were to get Baker Mayfield back in return. So the rumor is the Texans, that I guess Ian Rappaport said, look, the Texans have agreed to compensation terms with the Carolina Panthers, the three teams that have met with them, Carolina Panthers, the Saints, and the Browns. If that's the case, I'm hearing rumors that the Browns would be sending players and picks to the Houston Texans. It's about where Deshaun wants to go.
Yeah.
But if what Ian Rappaport has said is true, and there's no reason to believe it's not, then Deshaun's got his own choice of where to go. And who knows? Maybe Falcons will get in the mix today. Maybe another team will get in the mix today. I do know this. For everyone who was just saying, just take anything you can get, well, there's no guarantee you're getting anything. A lot of you guys wanted to just bail quickly and just take anything that anyone would offer. This is why you don't do it. You have to project what's going to happen. And the projection was, if he doesn't face criminal charges, and yeah, he could have. But if he doesn't, the amount that you're going to be able to get back for Deshaun is going to be a little surprising. There's a lot of you who thought he didn't have it. You would tell us on Twitter and sometimes phone calls, you guys are stupid. You think these idiots on the radio think that Deshaun Watson's going to have any value. How's he going to have value with 22K? You're about to find out.
Yep.
You're about to find out that quarterbacks have value and teams, a lot of troubles go away. I don't know how many times you have to see this, but year after year, the same things happen. It's not always every year, but how many instances in all of sport have you seen that if a guy can really play, if he can really play, all these issues go away for teams?
Absolutely.
They're willing to work around them.
This is
I know it seems... You hear the talking heads say this. You hear sports talk. You hear callers. You see social media. You see your TV shows. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know anyone that would want to touch Deshaun Watson. You're about to find out 5 to 6 teams will all make deals. And God forbid you held them for another year, it would turn into about 8 teams.
Probably. There's a tweet out with Tua sitting on the bench just looking up at the scoreboard, just sitting there. Can we acknowledge how Tua handled the Deshaun Watson rumors all year without wavering and Baker Mayfield folded within a day?
Yeah.
It's true. It is true. That is so true. Thank you, Dream Shake, for sharing that with us.
Let's get Dan in here real quick, get his question about Texans draft or his thoughts on Texans draft. You guys can jump in if you hear anything that moves you, 713-780-3776. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk to. I hear you guys are a little bit giddy now that the decision has been made to not file criminal charges. Y'all know that there's an end game coming up. And I kind of thought, well, let's skip ahead to, because I'm starting to get a little giddy about getting back into the Texans and seeing what Caserio is really all about. Because in the next 2 years, we're going to go from having 6 picks in the first 3 rounds to 10 plus potentially if we trade down and spend it on the package we get. I wonder what you guys want to spend and build this team with over the next 2 years with those 10 plus picks in the first 3 rounds and hang up and listen.
Everything. There's not something that they don't need. I mean, I'm going to go, okay, highest priority. I mean, Lonnie Johnson tweeted out today or yesterday. Lonnie Johnson said, I'm the last defensive back left from 2019. You want to talk about an overhaul in this organization, and they're still in hell. They're still in cornerback hell, if you want to know the truth. They need defensive back. They need to revamp. They need some edge. They need an edge rusher. Mm-hmm. They need offensive line help. They need wide receiver help. They need running back help. They could use some linebackers that aren't just retreads from other teams. They could use safety help. Is there a position I missed yet?
No, I mean, they can use it all.
They might need a quarterback. We don't know.
Here's what you need. You need to try to draft Pro Bowl players. And I would say all pro, and that'd be great if you can get all pro. But look how quickly things can change. The Colts had an atrocious roster, right? Terrible. Same thing the Texans have. And so did the Kansas City Chiefs had not a great roster when Andy Reid took over and John Dorsey. What they started doing was flipping that roster. You get rid of all the bad players, and that's what's in the process of happening with the Houston Texans as well. But this is how quickly it can change. In the 2018 draft, the Colts drafted Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson, and they were both all pros as rookies. They eventually ended up getting their hands on Jonathan Taylor. He's an all-pro. Kenny Moore, they pulled off the waiver wire. He became a pro bowler at cornerback. Like, you can – and then they drafted along the defensive line, the offensive line, right? Draft the front. So that's – Ballard always preaches that. The New England Patriots preach that. This is nothing new. Draft the front. So if you look at how quickly – you can get back quickly if you draft all-pros. You can get back really quickly. But if you look at how the New England Patriots draft, and I've already done this before, here's what's likely to happen. Here are the first round picks. Let's go from starting at 2008. Okay, Jerod Mayo, linebacker, interior linebacker, first round. Your second round pick, so that's a linebacker. Your second round pick was Terrence Wheatley, cornerback. 2019, Patrick Chung, safety, Ron Brace, defensive tackle. I'm just going with their first two picks. 2010, Devin McCourty, cornerback, Rob Gronkowski, tight end. 2011, Nate Solder, tackle. Rozai Dowling, cornerback. 2012.
Wow, a lot of corners.
2012, Chandler Jones, defensive end. Dante Hightower, linebacker. 2013, Jamie Collins, linebacker. Aaron Dobson, wide receiver.
Mistake.
Which was a miss.
Miss.
Dominic Easley, defensive tackle. Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback. Malcolm Brown, defensive tackle. Jordan Richards, safety. 16, Cyrus Jones, cornerback. That was second round. Joe Thuney, guard, third round. 2017, defensive end, Derek Rivers. Offensive tackle, Antonio Garcia. Isaiah Wynn, guard. Sony Michel, running back. Those are both first rounders. 2019, N'Keal Harry, wide receiver. Jawan Williams, cornerback. He's no good now. Kyle Duggar, safety. Linebacker Josh Uche, pass rusher, and then quarterback. Here are a lot of defensive tackles in there, a lot of cornerbacks, linebackers, defensive tackles. Now, if you really
that'll tell you
in,
what they put a premium on.
But if you dig in deep to day two, they also go day one. They had a Logan Mankins guard in the first round. They have day
pretty
two.
Good
they've,
pick.
Day two, they've had guards. They've had tackles. Sebastian Vollmer was a second round tackle. Nate Solder was a first rounder. Here's what they covet.
Oh, man.
Here's what Nate Solder probably, or here's what he probably covets: linebackers, defensive line, cornerbacks, and offensive line. It's that simple.
Here's what I covet: a good time had by all, and that's what's happening at the BTR Cajun Throwdown. Look it, if you're having, if you want a good time, April 8th and 9th, the Bon Ton Roulé Cajun Throwdown. That's the BTR Bon Ton Roulé Cajun Throwdown, ready to party. Happening at the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup is better than ever. Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, Jason Cassidy, and more. Now, they got all kinds of great stuff. I've been there before. Wendy and I went. You've got crawfish eating contest, exciting kids zone. We actually were judging the crawfish and the cooking contest that they had there. Zydeco dancing. Just a good time had by all. Get your tickets now at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. Make sure that you tell them that we sent you for those tickets, okay? BTRCajunThrowdown.com. It's powered by Michelob Ultra. It's April 8th and 9th at the Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. It's a good time, people. If you love crawfish and you love a good time and you like Cajun music, this is it. Powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 750 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, come here, Noah. I've got Mary Kay Cabot that can do it now, and I'll give you her phone number. Here, you can just take my phone. What? Oh, I'll put it in the rundown. Okay. Let's get Jeff in here. Jeff, what do you say?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about how Nick Caserio has a lot more leverage than what people are giving him. If you recall, Deshaun Watson, when he talked about that first press conference when he got out of the courthouse, he talked about wanting to rebuild his image. The only way he can do that is if he plays this year or if he gets traded to another team, right? So now the tables have turned to where Deshaun needs this trade more than Nick. People need to understand that. To rebuild his image, Deshaun needs to be in another place. What does this mean? Nick Caserio has already dictated terms to the team, and Deshaun has allowed this. Not the other way around, right? And so now we're in a situation, and I've been consistent about this. Y'all know this. I've wanted a package worth essentially five firsts. Three firsts, three seconds, one or two quality players. And the best offer is going to come from, you know, the Saints, Panthers, or Falcons.
All right, we got to cut it off here. Jeff, we appreciate it. As always, thanks for listening. Mary Kay Cabot is joining us right now from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Cleveland.com is where we found the story yesterday about Deshaun Watson meeting with the Cleveland Browns, and now we've got more Baker Mayfield drama to talk to Mary Kay Cabot about. Mary Kay, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. So let's start with Baker's letter this morning to the Cleveland fans. What's your reaction there in Cleveland with Baker already bowing out?
Well, you know, I don't know if he's exactly bowing out, but I think he was trying to take a little bit of a preemptive strike there in the event that, I mean, hey, if he wakes up today and Deshaun Watson decides that he's, you know, he wants to come to Cleveland, then that does mean that Baker's gone. So, you know, it all really hinges on what Deshaun Watson decides to do. So I think it was an emotional day for Baker Mayfield. I think he wanted to express his emotions and kind of get out in front of the notion that, there's a chance he might not be back here.
Get out in front of it. For what? Like, I don't get that, Mary Kay. I know that you've been around sports for a while, but I don't understand what Baker playing all this stuff out. It's really not about football. I get it. We read the article. We read the letter. But what purpose does that serve Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns at all? And what happens if this falls apart and this deal doesn't go through, Deshaun doesn't choose Cleveland? Then what happens in Cleveland?
Well, that is the big X factor here and the big question mark and one that I think we're all trying to figure out. And I think that the Browns must have some kind of a contingency plan. Now, their contingency plan might have been, hey, if it doesn't work out, we have a quarterback under contract for 2022, and he comes back and he plays good football for us. You know, that could be their backup plan. But that backup plan might not work as well as they want in the event that Baker's camp decides, hey, you know what, maybe we would like a change of scenery. Now, the Browns don't have to accommodate him, but would you really want a quarterback to be here that's that unhappy? And he, quite frankly, he wasn't all that happy here last year. So, you know, and in part because he didn't get an offer to extend his contract before the season and, you know, and things just kind of flowed from there. So, I don't know. I don't know what plan B is in the event they don't get Deshaun and Baker doesn't necessarily want to be here.
Well, I mean, you look at Baker's numbers, Mary Kay Cabot with us here, Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You look at his numbers, Mary Kay, and he's pedestrian. He's not, he hasn't played like a number one. Now he's, I argued yesterday, he's 69 and 70 as a starter, which is awesome. Or no, he's 29 and 30 as a starter, 29 and 30 as a starter. That is awesome compared to where the Browns were before. How is Rake Baker really thought of by the Browns and by the community?
Well, I think the community is now divided. There are still plenty of Baker fans in Cleveland, Ohio. There's no question about that. All you have to do is look at some of my Twitter mentions when I write about Baker to find out that he has a rabid fan base. So I think people would welcome him back with open arms. Now, in terms of the record and everything that you're talking about, yes, it's very good. And he took the team to the playoffs last year, and he did a really nice job down the stretch. But, you know, you don't necessarily want the bar to be set at what happened before Baker in all of those dysfunctional years in Cleveland. That's not what they're looking for. They're looking to go to a Super Bowl. And now, in today's climate, with the renaissance in quarterbacks in the NFL, you have to have a really good one. And in some cases, some teams realize if you don't have everything else, you need an elite one. And I think that's what they're aiming for here. Instead of paying Baker Mayfield top dollar and the amount that these young quarterbacks, these first-round quarterbacks are getting now, which is upwards of $40 million a year, you know, they are looking around. And we always knew that they were going to look around. They exercised the option on his fifth year, and they didn't extend him, so of course they were going to be looking around. So, you know, I don't think anybody should be shocked by these events. And I don't think anybody should be surprised that Baker, you know, isn't thrilled with the way that it's gone down.
Mary Kay, in your experiences, Mary Kay Cabot with us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, in your experiences with the Browns over the years, do you think that John Dorsey's decision to bring Odell Beckham Jr. ended up having, when it was all said and done, an adverse impact on Baker Mayfield's ability to succeed inside that organization?
No, I think for whatever reason, I think Odell was a great acquisition. I think Jarvis was a great acquisition. But for whatever reason, Odell and Baker, they just did not have it together. They did not have chemistry together, and they couldn't get it together. And it's like that with a few others, too. Austin Hooper, you've seen that Austin Hooper has come here, and he was an excellent tight end and very, very productive from a receiving standpoint with Matt Ryan, and it hasn't really been that way with Baker Mayfield. And sometimes I think before Odell went out and had so much success, especially in the touchdown realm with Matt Stafford, I attributed it to, you know, maybe that it was hard to teach an old dog new tricks with a new quarterback when you've spent so much time with another one. But he proved that's not the case. Odell proved that it wasn't that it was just Baker and Odell together. Now, it wasn't like that with Baker and Jarvis. Baker and Jarvis fared just fine together. They had a lot of tremendous connections, not so much in the area of touchdowns, but, you know, between the 20s, they were really, really good together. So, I don't think that the Odell situation had an adverse impact on Baker. I just think that more so than anything, what had an adverse impact on Baker Mayfield has been the lack of continuity in the front office and the coaching staff. He has had, you know, four offensive coordinators, four head coaches. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And it's been difficult. It's been hard on him. There has been no stability whatsoever. He's had to learn all these new systems. He's had to learn, new terminology. And he's never been able to really get extremely comfortable over a period of time. And I think that's hurt him the most.
Mary Kay Cabot with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How much did Joe Burrow and the Bengals going to the Super Bowl turn up the heat on this Browns organization?
Well, a lot. I think that absolutely for Joe Burrow to step in and do what he did, that 100% had an impact on this organization, as did all of the other really good young quarterbacks that are coming into the NFL. I mean, I don't ever remember a period like this where you could rattle off names like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, now in the AFC, Russell Wilson, Joe Burrow, it goes on and on. I mean, these quarterbacks are really, really good. They're doing some of the things that they were able to do in college. The mobile quarterback is, you know, just so key right now. And I think that the bar is set so high, and everybody wants that. And again, if Baker Mayfield were under contract for the next 3 years, then it really wouldn't be an issue. But he's not, and he's looking for an extension.
Mary Kay Cabot, before we go. So You don't think if this Deshaun thing falls through, you don't think that these that Baker's done in Cleveland, that they can work this thing out despite the hurt feelings?
You know, I think it can go either way. I really do. I've seen situations where you say never, and it's not never. I've seen where you supposedly can't go home, and you have to go back home. So I think it can go either way, but I do think, based on what we saw and heard from Baker last night, and I wrote this even yesterday afternoon, that I thought even if the trade doesn't go through, that he could be gone. I think that that letter from him last night was sort of, you know, a sign that all might not be rosy if the trade, even if the trade falls through.
It was a little melodramatic. I don't know. Mary Kay Cabot, hey, I've been pestering you for the last couple of days. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being here and taking your time. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, there's Mary Kay Cabot right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. Time for Lance to talk a little insurance.
Well, I mean, listen, if you've got homeowners insurance and you think you're going to move out of a city like, I don't know, Cleveland, you might need new insurance somewhere. Let's say you end up coming to Houston. How about TGSinsurance.com? You text the word money to 232323. What that's going to do is it's going to set up an opportunity within 15 seconds to get a firm quote on homeowners insurance. And this isn't with slappy homeowner, you know, insurance companies. These are A-rated insurance companies. That's all they're dealing with. They aggregate them. They've got an algorithm set up where all they have to do is put the address in, and then it is going to crank out a number for you and what your payment is. And so your homeowner's insurance, you can take a look at the annual amount and take a look at what you're paying now. And if you find that you're saving money, did you know that you can get out of it? All you have to do is make the switch over to TGS Insurance. They will help you cancel your insurance on the same day. You get that same amount of money back, or whatever you pay, the prorated amount will come back from the other company, and TGS Insurance will start you as early as today. You can literally get started today with TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.